Russell Brand announced on Instagram today that he has made the decision to get water baptized. So I haven't been following Russell's journey very closely, I will admit. However, I am aware that he seems to be just on this ultimate quest for truth right now. And the more and more that he searches for truth through this smorgasbord of New Age spirituality that he's been a part of for years, he's beginning to recognize that truth actually has a name, and his name is Jesus Christ. So this reminds me a lot of my own testimony, because for those of you that don't know, I was entrenched in New Age spirituality for about a decade before I was radically saved by the Lord Jesus Christ in December 2021. And, you know, what drew me to the New Age practice to begin with was I was not only grieving the loss of my grandmother, but I was just hungry for spiritual truth. Right? I had good intentions. I wanted to heal. I wanted to be the best version of myself that I could possibly be. And so that just led me down, honestly, every road except the narrow one, which is funny because the Bible says that the broad road is the road to destruction. And I can attest to how very true that is, because all these different paths, all these different worldviews and ideologies and philosophies that are antithetical to Christianity, ultimately were all very broad. And it did leave me in a lot of destruction. But the thing is, I truly believe when you are on a quest for the honest truth, you will land on Jesus, because again, he is truth. He is the only way. And he is the life. And so when you are really, really seeking with that purity in your heart to understand, you will land on Christ. And that's kind of why I really resonate with Russell, where he's at right now, because I see who I used to be and who he currently is. And I know what the Lord did in my heart when I was in that same place of just searching and just so desperate to know, right? You can tell how thirsty he is. And I'm just so hopeful that he's going to really drink from the living water and never thirst again. And I know a lot of people are skeptical because he is such a big name. And, you know, I'm aware that the Bible says that we should be vigilant and wise as a serpent. However, I don't err on the side of skepticism every time I see a conversion from someone with a large platform, you know, like Kat Von D, for instance, because who are we to say that someone is out of God's reach, right? His word says that it is not his will that any man should perish. So why would Russell be outside of the parameters for that just because he has a large platform and he's a massive influence in the public eye? In fact, the word says that what the enemy uses for harm, God uses for good. So it could very well be that, you know, this huge influence that he has in the public eye, God is going to just flip that around, do a total 180 and have him be on the front lines of the army of the kingdom of light. And so that's what I'm hopeful for. That's what I'm praying for. And of course, we will know them by their fruit, as the Bible says. But in the meantime, I really believe that we as the body of Christ need to be praying for this man. We need to meet him with open arms rather than skepticism. Okay, because that's what, you know, when we're really, really overly skeptical, that is a heart posture of pushing away when we want to have our arms open to embrace him as Christ would. And he, again, this morning I saw this video on Instagram, has made the decision that he wants to be baptized. And he actually says, I'm going to show the video in a second. He says in the video, let me know what you think. And Holy Spirit put it on my heart right away, make a response to him. So I'm putting this out there with a prayer that Russell Brand, you will see this video. Okay. And if you do, I pray that you would see it through till the end. And just know that I am speaking to you as someone who was actually right where you are. I had studied all of the different philosophies, Buddhism and Hinduism, all these different things, Taoism, that ultimately never satisfied that deep, deep longing. And that's because that longing, it's a hole in your heart. And I just want to tell you that the hole in your heart is in the shape of a cross. And it is only by his finished work on that cross that we are made whole, because Jesus is the only one that can actually reconcile us back to God. What you're experiencing on this journey that you're on right now is a desire to be reconciled back to your creator, because you are his creation. And that's why Jesus had to atone for our sins, because without him, we could never do that on our own. But all these different new age practices, all the things that I know you've done for years and have studied for years, they all lay the framework of you work your way to God. But with Jesus, he, God himself, actually comes down to meet you where you are. But the thing is, he loves you way too much to leave you there, Russell. And so I'm saying that because I want you to hear me when I tell you that I really want you to go into this baptism with a repentant heart. A repentant heart that is actually willing to turn away from all these other things. Not just have Jesus and these things, but just have Jesus, because he is sufficient. He is enough. It is by grace through faith in him that we are saved. And so for those of you watching that haven't seen his declaration, I wanted to play that for you now, because I was really touched by it. So let's just check that out. It's on his Instagram. Where is it? Is it this one? I think it's this one. Yes.
This Sunday, I'm taking the plunge. I'm getting baptized. At the moment, I'm very curious as to what you who have been baptized feel about it, what your expectations are of the event prior, and what it's actually like. What's been explained to me is it's an opportunity to die and be reborn, an opportunity to leave the past behind and be reborn in Christ's name, like it says in Galatians, that you can live as an enlightened and awakened person. Sometimes I think of non-Christian perspectives on it, like Marcus Aurelius saying, you are already dead, now live the rest of your life properly, or the Buddhist saying, put down the corpse. All of these things seem so inviting and beautiful. I know a lot of people are sort of cynical about the increasing interest in Christianity and the return to God, but to me it's obvious, as meaning deteriorates in the modern world, as our value systems and institutions crumble, all of us become increasingly aware that there is this eerily familiar awakening and beckoning figure that we've all known all of our lives within us and around us. And for me, it's very exciting. One of my concerns is I'm thinking about doing it in the River Thames. So I could be getting sort of baptized in toxoplasmosis and E. coli based on what I've learned. So I may be leaving behind the sins, but I might be picking up some pretty serious viruses. Let me know what you guys think about it and how you feel about it. Thanks. Die and be reborn. This Sunday.
So, when I first listened to it, I was keeping an ear out for that word that he said at the end, sins. I wanted to make sure that he understood that, because the way he describes it, right, you can kind of hear he has this new age lingo, and that's not me being critical of it. It's just like an observation, again, because I was the same way. Like when I was first getting to know Jesus, I was still using all those new age all the new age jargon, like, oh, you can be an enlightened being and things like that. And that's kind of what he says. Like you go into the grave and then you come up and you're a new person, you're a new creature, you're an enlightened, awakened being. And I really was keen to hear the word sin, because it's not that. And so this is kind of what I want to communicate to not just Russell, who I really pray will see this, but anyone who may be confused about baptism, because it's not just this, it's not an opportunity to become an enlightened being, kind of as he describes here. What I see in him right now is he's straddling the fence of New Age spirituality and Christianity. So he's not all in yet. And even though he's going to be baptized, that doesn't necessarily mean he's all in with Christianity. Because what I'm sort of discerning, and I could be wrong, is that he sees the baptism in a way almost like another step on the spiritual ladder to obtain the next level of enlightenment or godliness, so to speak. But that's not what baptism is. That's not what Christianity is. It's not a ladder. Like I said, God comes down to meet you. This isn't a healing modality. Like, you know, we're taught with like crystals and yoga and tarot, like all these things that are supposed to help us better understand and become more in tuned and more enlightened and XYZ. Like, that's not what this is. It's not a supernatural spiritual practice to ascend your consciousness. Okay, baptism is not something you even do to guarantee that you go to heaven, because baptism doesn't save you. Baptism is something you do when you are truly submitted to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Okay. Baptism is both your burial and your wedding day. You're the bride of Christ, but you're burying the old man. So it's not symbolic of what you're doing for your own spiritual journey. It's you actually laying down your journey and submitting to him, becoming his bride, becoming his, belonging to him, not unlocking a new level of spiritual enlightenment, which, yeah, baptism will change everything when you do it from that repentant heart, okay? But what I really pray that he understands is that baptism is a declaration to the kingdom of darkness that you now belong to the kingdom of light, because Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And when you go into that water, you are leaving the old man behind in that watery grave. Because what happens before we get baptized, when we are truly born again, when we are saved, it's like you're carrying around a corpse on your back. Like, you're a new man, you're a new creation, but you have your old man that you're wearing like a backpack. And that weighs you down, right? It starts to smell. Rotting flesh smells. It starts to smell. It's heavy. It's constantly reminding you of the past. It's keeping you, because you have to carry it, it's keeping your hands from being extended to what the Lord has for you. And when you're supposed to put the armor of God on, it's kind of hard to do that when you have your corpse on your back, right? So when you are buried in that watery grave, you literally rise up clean. You are clean. You are completely washed and made new. But baptism without repentance is just washing a corpse. Okay, because you are spiritually dead without Christ as your Savior. Repentance means to literally turn away, to turn away from everything that God hates, because you love him, to turn away from your sins, which means you have to acknowledge you are a sinner and that you have sinned against a perfectly holy God who has done nothing but love you and made a way for you, Jesus, when there was no way for you. So in Acts, it says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. So repentance and baptism go hand in hand. If you're being baptized without truly having repented, it's just a pool party. Okay? Baptism without repentance is a sinner's pool party. But baptism with repentance is rising up as Christ rose from the dead, and you are sealed with his Holy Spirit. Because again, baptism doesn't save you, but it seals you. And so what does that mean for Russell? It means that he must repent to be born again, because we're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It's nothing we do to get ourselves saved. But let me tell you something. The faith in Jesus Christ means that you understand what that grace is, what that grace has done. So you have that revelation that, oh, the reason he had to die, the reason I have to be saved is because I am a sinner. Like, you actually understand that you have committed unforgivable transgressions against a holy God. And yet, John 3:16, he so loved the world that he forgave them anyway by sending Jesus to die on that cross and atone for that sin. So the faith that you have is that recognition that you actually can't be reconciled to God without Christ, that there is nothing you could ever do to enlighten your way there, right? So we are saved by grace through faith in that. So we have to repent as a part of that. We have to truly believe it, because when you truly believe it, you will turn away. The Bible says we know them by their fruit again. And so what does that mean for Russell? It means that he has to put down everything God hates now. Worshiping idols, doing tarot readings, doing yoga, flirting with these other ideologies and worldviews. Like, you can't just add Jesus as a supplement. He has to be the supply, because that's who he is. And I'm not preaching a faith plus works equals salvation gospel. It is through faith alone. I want to make that clear. I want to make that so clear. But again, there's the emphasis of that understanding that he is Lord, that faith is making him Lord of your life. And he says, when we love him, we will keep his commandments. And so that's really what I pray for Russell, that he's just not adding Jesus to his tool belt of spiritual weapons. Because again, I was there. I did that very thing. Like, when I first was introduced to Jesus, when he delivered me overnight of depression, anxiety, and intrusive thoughts, I thought to myself, well, this is awesome. There's a lot of validity to the name of Jesus. And you know what? I want to just kind of add him into everything that I'm doing now. I'm actually going to be a Christian astrologer. But again, the road is narrow. Jesus said there's a broad road or a narrow road. He never gave a third option. He never gave us the road of neutrality and said that we can walk on that. He said the road is narrow. And so what happened for me was I was convicted of that sin. I was convicted that astrology is something that God hates. And if Jesus Christ was really my Lord, then I had to put all that down. I had to truly repent for all the New Age spirituality and give my all to him. So that faith was transferred to Christ alone and his finished work on the cross. So that is repentance. And that's why I just really I'd really pray that he would understand that, Russell, that you would understand what this baptism means. Because it says to repent and be baptized. And without the repentance, your baptism is just a sinner's pool party. You're doing nothing more than washing a corpse. And a word for the skeptics to that point, okay? If he really is coming to this baptism, you know, in agreement with Christ, that everything aforementioned is true, that he died on the cross for his sins, that he is Lord, all these things. The demons could lose their stronghold here, because even if he doesn't have this like totality, what I'm trying to say is, if he doesn't have a revelation of the totality of what this baptism means exactly right now, the Holy Spirit can still use it if his heart is in that place of repentance, just the complete submission to Jesus as Lord. So keep that in mind too. Even if he's still doing this stuff right now, if he has that in mind, that he's really repenting and really turning from it all, and Jesus really is Lord, then the Holy Spirit's going to use that to convict him, from this point forward. And he's only going to become more and more aware that, oh, that stuff I was doing, I really shouldn't touch it, and I can't have both things. I mean, that's what happened to me. I wasn't still flirting with New Age or anything at the time of my baptism, but I didn't have the awareness of what baptism was. Like, I didn't understand. I just thought that it was nothing more than an outward expression of my faith. That's, you know, the doctrine that I was taught at the time. But my heart was repentant. I knew Jesus was my Lord and Savior. I knew that I could do nothing apart from him. I knew that without him, I wasn't going to heaven, that without him, I was hopeless. I knew that I could never enlighten my way to God. So I didn't have that biblical awareness that I do now, but God still used that baptism to empower me with the Holy Spirit, to deliver me from demons and to completely change. He changed with that baptism any lukewarm theology that I had. Because the word of God says he is faithful to complete the good work that he starts in you. And I really believe he has started a work in Russell Brand. I really believe that. And we will know them by their fruit. Time will tell. But again, I'm not approaching this with skepticism. I'm approaching it with the love of the Father that says it is not his will that any man should perish. And Russell is no different from that. So yeah, you know, God is really doing something right now with baptisms. I feel like there's a revival, if I may use that word, of baptism going on. And I really believe it's because we've just been taught overall that baptism is so insignificant, even though Jesus himself was water baptized. We see that in the Gospels. But we've been taught that baptism is so insignificant. And it's funny, that mindset with it, because I understand the ideology of like, baptism doesn't save you. Don't worry. You don't have to be baptized to be saved, like, which is true. But it's coming from this weird place where you're trying to give, you know, all the power to God by saying that baptism doesn't save you. Like, it's nothing in your own works that can save you. And you're trying to really honor God in that way and not make anything in your own power, but all in his power and the work on the cross. That is so true and so accurate. However, it's like, but at the same time, by actually underestimating the baptism, we are undermining God's power, because the baptism is so, so significant beyond just an expression. Jesus wouldn't have been water baptized if there wasn't something more to it than just a confession of faith, okay? It's truly a watery burial. It is a watery burial. And the word even says that you get the Holy Spirit. So I believe you get the Holy Spirit comes inside of you when you're saved, but he seals you per Acts when you are baptized. So yeah, I just really felt led to make this because, again, I see Russell in this in between place, and I haven't really dug deep into this, but I've heard that he's, you know, doing things like praying the rosary and stuff like that, maybe leaning a little more toward Catholic works. And I think that part of his draw to you know, stuff like the rosary is because he's in this in-between space where he's straddling the fence of New Ageism and Christianity. And the rosary, for instance, would appeal to him. And that's why I'm nervous with the baptism, is appealing to him because he's still thinking from that New Age mindset of like working his way to God, like working his way up the spiritual ladder to achieve ultimate enlightenment. And I think that's why the rosary again appeals to him, because it's like something that is going to somehow bring him closer to God, something that he can do to bring him closer to God, when not only is the rosary unbiblical, it is unnecessary. Like, Jesus is our intercessor. This is, again, saved by grace through faith. It's faith in him. It is him. It is all Jesus. That is what submitting to his lordship means. And so I really pray that Russell will just, with this baptism, approach it with a truly repentant heart, come over the fence and go all in for Jesus Christ, because the devil owns the fence. And that's something that I had to learn, that the Holy Spirit showed me. I really pray that he would be born again in Jesus' name, because what an incredible testimony that this will all be. And something else I want to say before I kind of close out this video is, we see in the Bible that after Jesus is baptized, he's immediately led into the desert to be tempted in the wilderness. And so if Russell is doing this, again, from that repentant heart, if he really understands, like, Jesus is my Lord and Savior, he's going to come under some warfare here following this. And so this is another reason that I say to the body of Christ, my plea that we would embrace him with love and encourage discipleship, as opposed to strong arming him. Because the evil one is going to try his hardest to draw him back in, to use him as an instrument of the kingdom of darkness, even if in that baptism he has declared he belongs to the kingdom of light. The devil's going to try to continue using him as an instrument for the kingdom of darkness because of that public platform, because of that influence he has. The enemy wants to use him to show people you can have both. You can have a little bit of New Age and a little bit of Jesus. So those temptations perhaps are going to come on stronger. So what we have to do is really contend for him and contend for this testimony and just be prayer warriors on his behalf right now. So, yeah, to close out again, the Lord is really doing something with baptisms right now. I've been sensing that in my spirit, and I'm just seeing it all over social media right now, and just people that I talk to and fellowship with, this like yearning to be baptized or to be rebaptized because maybe they were baptized and it was the situation where it was just a pool party for a sinner kind of thing, where they were baptized as a child and didn't have a repentant heart, like the Bible says. And I really believe it's because, you know, God's putting an emphasis on baptism because he's raising up that army, and he needs us to be equipped as his army. He needs us to be equipped. And so with all that being said, Russell, if you see this, if you happen to see this, if you're still watching, I just want you to know that the New Age stuff is never going to fulfill you. It's not Jesus and, it's Jesus only. He's the only one. All this other stuff comes from the enemy. It comes from the devil. It comes from the kingdom of darkness. And this baptism of yours is not just another step on a spiritual ladder. It is a declaration to that kingdom of darkness that you are being transferred to the kingdom of light, that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, that your faith is in him and the finished work on the cross alone, that he's the only one that can save you. So I'm glad that he said that in the video, that he mentioned sins, because it shows me that perhaps he really does have that understanding and that mindset and that heart. So I'm going to say a prayer. And yeah, thank you all for watching. Please consider partnering with the Heaven and Healing Ministry. There are ways to support the show in the episode description below. And come back and see me every Thursday night. I do a live stream on this channel at 6 p.m. Central Time. So thank you all so much. And Lord, I just lift Russell to you right now. I thank you, God, that he is pursuing truth. And I'm confident that he's going to pursue you ultimately as the way, the truth, and the life, because that's who you are, Jesus. That is your name. Your name is truth, and you are the only way. So the more that he searches, I just pray, and I just really feel that I'm confident that he's going to land on you ultimately as his savior. And I pray that you would do a mighty work on his heart in this baptism, Lord, that it would be so much more to him than just another healing modality or an outward expression, that it would actually be a declaration to just give the enemy a black eye, to really bury the old man and to resurrect as the new man. Lord, that you and only you, through your finished work on the cross, have made him to be, that through your resurrection, he would be resurrected truly into new life, Lord, that he would really put behind that old man in the watery grave once and for all, Lord, that he would give up everything that is not of you, anything that you hate, God, because he loves you. I pray that he would just have a revelation of how much you love him and that he would just reciprocate that love in repentance with this baptism, God, and that he would begin to tell people and tell his audience that he's drank from every well. He's drank from every well that the world has to offer, that every antithetical religion or worldview has to offer, and ultimately he's come to the conviction and the knowing and the revelation that you are the living water and you are the only well that will never run dry, God. I really pray that for his heart. And Lord, I just pray a hedge of protection around him from all the warfare, from every fiery dart of the enemy that is coming against him right now in his walk that he is trying to pursue with you. Every stumbling block, Lord, I just cancel that in Jesus' name. I pray that the road would become more and more narrow for him, so narrow that it's actually clear. And there's nothing destructive on that path, God. And so I pray that, again, you would just do a mighty work on him with this baptism. I pray you would do a mighty work on his audience, Lord, that the people that are bearing witness to this slow conversion, would they themselves become convicted by the power of your Holy Spirit? And that they would be born again, because your word says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So the more that Russell shares his testimony, it's going to overcome the bondage and the stronghold that the evil one has in the lives of his audience as well. And the word testimony means do it again, Lord. So I pray that what you're doing in Russell's heart, you would do again to everyone that is just bearing witness of this conversion right now, Lord. And I just thank you that you were so good and that you were so faithful, God, that there is no one outside of your reach. It doesn't matter to you that he is, quote, famous and has a massive influence. None of that matters to you. It doesn't matter who he is by the world standards, because by your standard, you just long to call him son. And so I pray that he would receive that spirit of adoption in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, God, for saving me and for giving me the opportunity, Lord, to proclaim your good name and to tell others of the darkness that you saved me from. And I pray you would use that as well to shine the light on the darkness in Russell's life and in anyone else's life that may be hearing this prayer right now, that truly just needs to know you and to be born again, to repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so we thank you, God. We love you. We honor you. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all so much again. Jesus loves you, and take good care.